From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. California released its greenhouse gas inventory report for 2020, which showed a 16% decrease in transportation carbon emissions. Clean Fuels Alliance America says the analysis shows the percentage of biodiesel and renewable diesel in California's fuel supply grew from 0.4% in 2011 to almost 21% in 2020 through the Low Carbon Fuel Standard. The reduction equals taking 3.2 million cars off of the road in 2020. Mexico appears to be moving ahead with its plan to ban GMO corn imports by 2024. Mexico's Deputy Ag Minister Victor Suarez says the ban on GM corn won't be amended and Mexico will cut its imports of U.S. yellow corn by half when the ban takes effect via increasing domestic production. This appears to contradict the promise from Mexico's Ag Minister that wouldn't limit imports of GMO yellow corn from the U.S. Roughly 6 of every 10 acres of land in the U.S. is now in some level of drought. The Weekly Drought Monitor says arid conditions now stretch from the Appalachian Mountains to the Pacific Coast. Conditions grew worse in the Ohio Valley, while warm weather combined with below-normal precipitation to further dry the Midwest. The University of Nebraska's National Drought Mitigation Center says the dry conditions are on par with 2012, particularly in the Midwest and Southeast.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.